Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending February 14th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaican government builds shelters for battered women. Jamaica's government has made it a priority to build shelters for women who are victims of domestic violence. The construction represents part of the government's efforts to provide support for those targeted by violence based on their gender. The administration of Prime Minister Andrew Holness is planning for 3 national shelter centers across the island. An update on the government's plans was given by Olivia Grange, Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, noting that work on the first shelter facility is nearly completed. Greg Christie to head operations at Integrity Commission. Greg Christie has been appointed as Executive Director of the Integrity Commission and will head daily operations at the top anti-corruption agency in Jamaica. Christie has previously served as Jamaica's Contractor General. His appointment was met with mixed reaction due to his controversial tenure at that agency. This week's Caribbean news. European Union blacklists Cayman Islands as tax haven post-Brexit. Just weeks after the United Kingdom ended its membership in the European Union, the EU moved to include the British Overseas Territory among the Caribbean nations on its tax haven blacklist. The move by the EU emphasizes the UK's loss of influence on the decision-making of the European bloc following Brexit. The Caymans will join Fiji, Oman, Samoa, Trinidad and Tobago, Vanuatu, and 3 U.S. territories, American Samoa, Guam, and the U.S. Virgin Islands on that list. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's Diaspora News. UK government criticised judges blocking Jamaican deportations. The Home Office in the United Kingdom has strongly criticised judges for stopping its deportation of what it characterises as serious criminals to Jamaica. A deportation flight already scheduled to transport such individuals to the Caribbean island, despite the fact that several of the deportees had no family or ties to Jamaica, as they had been in the UK since they were children, took off as planned with 17 convicted Jamaicans. The deportation of another 25 Jamaicans was blocked by the court. This week's business news. Jamaica's Agricultural Regulatory Authority launches enforcement effort targeting fake Jamaican coffee. The Jamaica Agricultural Commodities Regulatory Agency is launching a strong enforcement program designed to mitigate pervasive distribution of coffee wrongly labeled as an authentic Jamaican premium product. The agency is tasked with regulating the processing and trade of products, including coffee, coconut, cocoa, and spices. The enforcement program was initiated to fight against the sale of substandard products that can damage the brand integrity of authentic Jamaican goods. This week's Arts and Entertainment News. Derek Lara of vocal group The Tamlins dies at age 61. Derek Lara, who was a member of Jamaican vocal group The Tamlins, died of cancer at the age of 61 in Miami, Florida. He had lived with the illness for over a year. A drummer and singer, Lara was known for his unique falsetto voice. Lara had been a member of The Tamlins for 36 years. Before joining the group, Lara made recordings with artists like Barris Hammond and Anthony B. He also pursued a solo career during which he released numerous albums. This week's sports news. Jamaican international signs with Bengaluru FC. Jamaican Kavon Freighter has signed with Bengaluru FC as the club exercised its option to take on a foreign player after its player Rafael Augusto was injured. The signing has been completed and a short-term deal with Freighter will see him play for the remainder of the Indian Super League ISL 2019-2020 season. Freighter, a 25-year-old striker, joins the Indian team from New Mexico United, the American USL Championship team. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. until midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.